Hey everyone, this is Steli.
And this is Heaton. And on today's episode, first of all, we're being casual, so we didn't use our last
names.
I think it's because of what we're talking about. So on this episode of the Startup Chat, we just want to talk more about how we feel about the podcast.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
How about that, Steli? Is that a good way to describe this?
I like that,
And why we feel that way? And I'll just start out real quick. So towards the end of last year, so this is, I guess, we're in 2017, so the end of 2016, just because it's a great time to review things in your life, I guess, at the end of the year. Steli and I were, to be honest, like a little lukewarm on like, should we do this? Should we keep doing this? What's going on? Like, you know, do we want to grow this podcast? Do we still enjoy doing it? And I think there were moments where we were both like, you know, I don't know, like, does Heaton still want to do it or does Steli still want to do it?
Yeah.
And we were both debating that about each other without talking to each other, you know, like this communication thing we talk about a lot, Steli. I don't think we were doing it that well at that time.
That's true.
For probably a lot of reasons. And, you know, once we communicated, it all settled down. For everyone listening, don't worry, we're not stopping the podcast anytime soon, at least as far as we know right now. You know, as a result of that, we felt like doing this episode and talking through kind of what we've learned from many of you and what actually keeps us motivated to keep doing it. Does that about sum it up, Steli? Your turn.
Yeah. I think that's really, really good. Yeah, I think that the question for both of us was, we started so casually with the podcast and kind of, who would have known? We didn't know when we were in that coffee shop. And we said, hey, want to do a podcast? Sure. Want to record it now? What should it be called? The best business podcast in the universe. Cool. When we started, we didn't know we would actually like do this 2 years later. Like, by the time that this episode is out there, we're way surpassed the 200 episodes, right?
Yeah.
And the thing that most people, I don't know how like, and to give ourselves credit, this is good and bad to a certain degree. We didn't realize how big of a part of a routine of our lives it's going to be in terms of like almost every week in the past 2 years, like every fucking week in the past 2 years, we've recorded two to three episodes. Right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So that's insane. That takes a lot of discipline. Heaton has like a million businesses going on. I have my stuff. I travel with families, with children. And to keep that schedule and keep that regimen and keep that churning out episodes – in the beginning, it's very easy because it was so fun. There was so much to talk about. We were discovering ourselves as well as what this podcasting thing was about. But after a year or two of talking about it, talking to each other so much, I mean, it blows my mind that we still like talking to each other, right?
So Steli, I think it ends up being about 72 hours once you hit about 200 plus episodes at about 20 minutes.
That is insane.
So you're talking about like literally like, what, 3 days? Of talking to each other straight,
non-stop,
no sleep,
non-stop, and it's literally like with zero preparation, right? So imagine 3 days, 24 hours. Somebody's just handing over. Want to talk about churn? Okay, churn. So and then
sure.
You start to talk about it for 20 minutes, and then they hand you over another card. Talk about the death of your parents. Okay, go. it is insane.
And that's 72 topics a day.
Yes.
In those 3 days, if you want to just keep doing math on
this. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
So eventually, you know, eventually the fun and the excitement and the novelty of it wears off, you know, at some point. There's something that replaces it with, right? It's replaced by a deeper connection. It's replaced by a deeper friendship.
Yeah.
It's replaced by some level of intimacy and just knowing each other.
Yeah.
But it's also replaced by commitment and sometimes maybe also obligation, right? You now we have listeners and we feel like we, like, even if I don't feel like it last week when we did the episode at the beginning, you're like, how do you feel? I was like, I feel horrible. I'm in such a shitty mood. I slept horribly. And honestly, like, you know, I'm not like, I want to talk about things. But at the same time, I was like, Heaton is going to put a smile on my face. I'm going to feel better after talking to him than before. We got to that phase where we're like, okay, are we still growing as much as we did in the beginning? Is this still as valuable to people? How can we make this also grow? Because we've never spent a lot of time and energy, or any time and energy, in marketing the podcast and growing it. But we both are so deeply committed to growth, personal growth and growth in everything we do, that we're like, okay, it's great that we're doing this. It's great that people get value out of it. How can we, what can we do to change, to improve, to try new things? Because we kind of got a little bit in a rut to a certain degree, right?
Yeah.
So, well, I think that, you know, one route that we tried, maybe we talk about this a little bit and then we share some of the learning, some of the reasons we keep doing it. But one of the route that we took for a little while was thinking maybe we just need to find somebody that can help us make the podcast bigger, manage the podcast, because we've set it up in such a lightweight way that the good thing was that it didn't take a lot of time from us. But the bad thing was that we couldn't make any of the changes or any new things happen because we spent no time beyond that 60 minutes of talking on the podcast.
Right.
Working, you know, we just worked in the podcast, not on the podcast, right? To take the business metaphor.
Totally.
So we're like, well, maybe we need to find some person. And that, you know, I'm not saying that that would have been a bad idea or is not something that we might do in the future, but we tried that a little bit and we also realized that that in itself is also tough because, again, you're hiring all these people and running all these different projects. I'm hiring people, growing my company and team. And for us, again, to now invest the time to find that right person was tough and you know, didn't pan out until I think we finally decided, okay, maybe we just have to create a list of things that we want to change. And maybe we just need to, you know, you take one thing, I take one thing. We just start making small changes versus trying to do these big changes. Again, I think that's a good metaphor for most things that need to be. Most times when you want to change something in your life is like when you try to make too big of a change too soon, it's difficult, a lot of friction. So you might be setting yourself up for failure, but maybe just ask, what is a tiny little change you can do? And that alone can make things more exciting, make things like feel like they're progressing. And that's kind of the take that we've taken, or the route we've taken in the last few weeks, was just we decided to make a few small tweaks, and you took some, I took some, and that's kind of the direction that we, I think, thinking about moving forward in 2017, right?
Yeah, I mean, we now collect more emails on our website. That was a tweak that we definitely made. I think we were both responsible for that one. That happened a little while ago. We now send emails at least once a week, usually. We're playing around with it. That's my job, mostly. And we send you the episode that we had. So it's a good reminder for everybody on the email list. And then we're also, this is Steli's kind of deal, just to give people an idea of what we're doing in baby steps. We're getting a little more structured about what we talk about. So instead of us off the cuff making it up, right when we get there, Steli spends, I don't know, probably 5-10 minutes. Or something, just coming up with some topics based on requests and old stuff. And that's been sort of working so far, at least creating a few baby steps. And now I think we're ready for more. I still have your list, Steli. It's all good. I'm probably going to blow it up, but that's a different story. Yeah, I think what, you know, just to, because we really wanted to talk about something else in a second. But one thing that we kind of, I want to put out there for everybody that bothers to listen to this episode is we're going to do a lot more experimentation with all of you. We're not there yet. Steli and I haven't really talked about this, but like my observation about podcasts is, and this is a good segue into what we want to talk about, I think, for the next few minutes, is there's no way to get good feedback. And I might have said that before in some random episode, but man, this really sucks. Like, the reviews are good. Like, we get some feedback there. Good meaning like good to get feedback, but there isn't a good way to get feedback. And that's really bugging the crap out of me. And there's also, it's not just feedback, it's also engagement with all of you that are listening. I mean, we're in your ears. You get engagement from us. You get to hear us yap and talk about these topics that apparently a lot of you are really excited by and it's been helpful to you, which I know Steli had a lot to share about. But in my case, when I think about this, I'm like, where's the engagement? So we're going to level up the engagement, just preempting that for anyone listening, because I want more engagement. I know you do too, Steli, and we really want to have a stronger experience with everybody that's listening, get to know all of you better, and do it still in a way that's super efficient for us, as well as useful for all of you.
Yeah, I think that's a big one. I think we both were pretty surprised when we got into podcasting how limited it is in terms of the analytics and the intimacy that you have with the audience. I mean, it's like back in the day of websites telling you just impressions. Like, all the analytics you have on podcasts is impressions, basically. You know how many downloads you got. A download does not mean that anybody listened. Somebody listening doesn't mean that somebody listened to the whole episode. Like, there's just – It doesn't tell you what they like most within an episode, so they can't like listen more in one area than in the other. You get nothing. You fly blind. All you know is download numbers. So it's back in the old school day of websites basing their success or failure on number of impressions, and that's the only information they have. So I think we were surprised by that, and we want to be much more intimate, much more intimate in our feedback loop and understanding of why you guys listen, what is the value you get out of it, what are your listening habits, what should we do more or less of, how can we experiment. So that's something I think we both are super interested in. One benefit I get, and this is something we wanted to touch on a little bit on this episode, one benefit I get because I do travel a lot more than you do, Heaton, is that I get to meet Startup Chat listeners around the world. And you know, I get to meet people that listen to the podcast in the Bay Area as well. But the reaction in the Bay Area is when I meet with people here, sometimes they'll tell me, oh, I also listen to the podcast or I really like the podcast. But the reaction is not as strong because there's this sense of, probably because of the type of people that live here. They just get more exposure to things. They know these people a lot more. And it doesn't seem as exclusive to hang out with any one of us, maybe with you, but not with me. But when I travel, because people know that you know, it's not often that one of us is in their country or their city, people respond really strongly. So, you know, I used to get picked up by the airport, and I still do, by the airport, be driven to the hotel by people that listen to the podcast. But now it's just like the amount of people that they come and they tell stories. And it's funny, I've noticed a trend. So I was on a travel trip recently, and I was in Serbia, I was in Germany, I was in Mexico. And what I kept hearing from people, the last person actually, it blew my mind. So there's somebody that hears that one of the two of us is going to be in Mexico City, and that entrepreneur actually took a flight from where they live to Mexico City, and then he waited at the airport for 5 hours from my flight to land. He told me he would drive me to the hotel, but he actually doesn't have a car, so he called an Uber and drove with me with Uber. And I met up with him the other day for lunch as well, and we talked a lot, and he told me about his business challenges and all that. But when he was talking to me about the podcast, he said a few things that I've heard more and more, which is interesting, which was that he said how much the podcast means to him. And he said, you know, he liked this episode and that episode he listened to 4 times, and he had all these like more tactical things to share about specific episodes and what we talked about. But the thing he kept repeating, and the thing that I keep hearing that I think means a lot to us, he kept using the word humanity. So he would say, you know, one thing I really appreciate about Heaton and you, Stelly, on the podcast is that you really bring humanity to the startup world, or you really bring an honest human side of discussing some of these issues or these challenges. And he kept, basically the feedback or the compliments that he was giving us is that he felt that we were honest, transparent, and we did not just care about growth hacking and marketing and sales and closing deals and raising money and being famous and getting to the IPO and this and that, but that we really cared about the human side of things, like, are you happy? Are you healthy? What's the right thing to do? Is this an honest discourse? And felt that we were honest with each other and honest with him as a listener and as somebody who was trying to get advice. And he was saying that honesty helped him through some really tough times where he was depressed or where he was really burned out or where he was really doubting, really challenged. More so than just the tactical advice was the feeling like he could listen to us and I don't know, feel like, you know, it's okay for him to struggle, or there's a light at the end of the tunnel, or that, you know, we also struggle with some of these issues. So that's a feedback that I get more and more. And that's something I know that you like to hear. I definitely like to hear that more so than I like to hear people tell me, oh, I closed a deal and I made this amount of money because I follow your advice. That's awesome. That's really awesome. But also, like, I don't know, it touches me a little bit more even when I hear that somebody got through a really rough patch by listening to us, right? That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge, right? That's why we do it. We want to impact people's lives in a positive way. That's really, truly why we do this. Otherwise, we wouldn't have started it. I mean, obviously, we wanted to talk to each other, and that's great. But the reason you continue to do something like this where you're literally, I don't mean to say this is how I feel about it, but